So first of all, we need to talk about mind and mental events. What is mind and what is mental events? So let's go back to the beginning, as it were, and quote the first two verses of the Dhammapada. So this is Bhante's translation of those two verses. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows, even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows like a shadow that never departs. So the Buddha here is not involving himself in philosophical speculation, but he's giving us the benefit of his insight, of his wisdom, for practical purposes, so that we can change our minds by pointing out to us that everything depends on our minds and the states of our minds. So Bhante translates dhammas as experiences. In some translations it just says mental states are preceded by mind. So that's dhammas, mental states. So it follows that we need to know our mind and mental events. Of course, in any practice of mindfulness, we're attempting to know our minds, and hopefully we've all been doing this for many, many years. And the verse expresses knowing our mind in a very general sort of way, knowing at least the difference between an impure mind and a pure mind and its consequences. So we can, first of all, introspect in a very general way into what's going on in our minds. We can ask ourselves, well, are my mental states pleasant or unpleasant? Or neutral? Are my mental states happy or unhappy? Are my mental states skillful or unskillful? Wholesome or unwholesome? Pure or impure? Are my mental states ignorant or clear and wise? Are they in accordance with the Dharma, the way things are, or not? That's a very general introspection in the nature of what's happening in our own mind. But we can take this introspection further by developing the faculty of Dharmavicaya. This is a very important faculty which hopefully we will all develop on this retreat. So Dharmavicaya is the second of the seven Bodhyangas, the seven limbs of enlightenment, a teaching which I think Bhante outlines in Mind Reactive and Creative as a path in itself. So just remind you what the other limbs are. We're not going to go into them in detail. So we start with mindfulness with Smriti, and on the basis of that we develop Dharmavicaya, investigation of mental states. That gives rise to energy, that gives rise to pretty, that calms down, that gives rise to samadhi or deep concentration, and that gives rise to upeksha in the highest sense. So mindfulness, investigation of mental states, energy, rapture, calm, concentration and equanimity. So vichaya means to discern or to discriminate, to pick out, to identify, to investigate, to distinguish, to sort out. So it's a bit like sorting out the wheat from the chaff or sorting out the rice, going through your rice and picking out the black bits, the hard bits. That kind of process is what we're engaging with our mental states. And Dharma is mental state, event, object of mind, mental concomitant. So this is the faculty that we need to employ and develop if we are to know our mental events. We need to examine, identify, discriminate and sort out our mental states. And it's this faculty that we will be developing by focusing on our mental events during this retreat and then reflecting on our mental events more deeply. So it's important to realise that when we're investigating our mental events, when we're using Dhammavicaya, we're not just thinking about what goes on in our minds in a sort of slightly alienated kind of sense. We're trying to experience our mental states. We're trying to experience what happens in a direct, intimate way. So first of all, we have to experience, then acknowledge, and then identify. So in a way, the naming process is secondary. First of all, we just have to get the feeling tone, as it were, of our mental states, our mental events. So eventually this process of investigating our mental events, developing Dhammavicaya, takes us deeper and deeper into the nature of the mind and involves reflection on the three lakshanas. So we begin to see, if we begin to look more and more deeply into our mental states, mental events, that our minds are impermanent and insubstantial. We realise if we don't realise that leads to suffering or dukkha. So we begin to watch the flow of our mental events, the flow of our thoughts, and we begin to see that our mental events arise in dependence on conditions. So again, we begin to understand more deeply Pratichit-samutpada. And as we go more and more deeply into those lakshanas, particularly insubstantiality, we begin to experience our mind, particularly as we transform unskillful mental states, free of the kleshas, free of illusions and distortions, free of wrong views, free of the veil of conflicting emotions, and free of the veil of wrong views. So that eventually we experience a happy, blissful, pure, liberated and free mind. So this is the mind we're trying to experience at the end of the six element practice, or at the beginning of a visualization practice. We let everything dissolve into the clear blue sky of the mind. So through employing Dharma Vichaya, we are trying to go deeper and deeper into the mind until both veils are rent and we experience blue sky mind. But we're not there yet, so we need to backtrack a little.